Today I'm going to talk about planet Saturn, and with this question, is it the most complete planet in our solar system? We think it is, because it's a gas giant that has a diversity of moons, rings, etc. And we're going to be discussing it in this episode. My name is Miguel, let's get started. Beyond Mars, the asteroid belt, the King Jupiter, we happen to see another gas giant, Saturn, also known as the Lord of the Rings and Moons of the solar system. Named after the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn has more rings and more moons than any other celestial body in our solar system. As we approach the planet, it appears to look quite peaceful. And unlike Jupiter, we don't see much storms raging by. But as we approach an atmosphere of 90% hydrogen and 10% helium, the storms on this planet are even more powerful and more hostile, since winds at Saturn move almost as fast as the speed of sound. So, beauty is totally deceiving. Saturn is the second largest planet in our solar system, with a radius of 36,183.7 miles, being 9 times wider than the Earth. Like Jupiter, Saturn is one of the fastest rotating gas giants, with a rotation period of 10.7 Earth hours to spin around itself. Like Earth, this planet experiences seasons as its axis is tilted by 26.73 degrees, similar to Earth, which tilts at 23.5 degrees. Of course, I cannot talk about Saturn without talking about its beautiful, iconic rings. When were those rings discovered? They were discovered during the age of the Renaissance by astronomer Galileo Galilei. Although he didn't really see them as what we see like a disc shape, he actually saw them more as a planet with, quote, ears. And they were discovered during the age of the Renaissance, although the planet itself has been observed for thousands of years, although it was first thought to be a star, since kind of it's the farthest planet we can see with an unaided eye. Saturn's rings are not a disk. They're actually made of chunks of comets, asteroids, ice, dust, and shattered moons that broke up before reaching the planet and were torn apart by Saturn's powerful magnetic field. And orbited the planet since Saturn orbited the planet until the planet devours them. Saturn's system extends up to 175,000 miles from the planet. So Saturn's rings have names and are named alphabetically in order of their discovery. There is also a gap called the Cassini's division, which separates A and B. There are three main rings, A, B, and C, and there are others called D, E, F, and G, which are much fainter and harder to see, as well as more recently discovered. There's also a theory, and it's kind of proven, that tells that Saturn's rings will disappear during a few hundred million years. And I would say that might be possible, but it's pretty unlikely that Saturn will entirely lose its rings. All satellites, like moons and rings, orbit the planet until they crash. But they only get a few centimeters closer. They don't really get that much closer. And it would take a very long time for an entire ring system to be devoured by the planet. And plus, all gas giants also have ring systems, but they are much fainter than Saturn, so the loss of rings might not be so likely. But I don't know. Maybe they might get lost in a few hundred years. Maybe they wouldn't get lost at all. I also can't talk about Saturn without talking about some of its moons. And Saturn has more moons than any other planet, even more than Jupiter, since Jupiter has 79, but Saturn has 82 moons. So in this episode, I'm only going to talk about one of them, and it is called Titan. And this one's my personal favorite moon, and that's why I decided to rename my podcast like that. So, Titan is the second largest moon of the entire solar system after Jupiter's Ganymede. Both are larger than the planet of Mercury, and it is possible that the planet might actually contain some light. So this is a moon with a very dense atmosphere made mostly of nitrogen, like Earth. This is on the only celestial body to have water in its surface, aside from the Earth. Unlike Earth's water, Titan's water is mostly made of methane. But we don't know if there might be life. But its surface full of lakes and seas, we might find life, maybe not the way we know it, but still, it might be life. And very soon, there will also be an expedition called the Dragonfly Expedition, where a rotorcraft will be sent to study the moon. And this will happen very soon, between the late 2020s, early 2030s. So I'm waiting very patiently until this happens. It might even be our future home. In conclusion, I have talked a little bit about our planet Saturn and some of its details, and it's a pretty interesting planet. I mean, it has a beautiful sets of rings, it has moons with life, not only Titan, but also another one called Enceladus, which I will talk about in another episode. And yeah, it is actually a very, very beautiful place to visit in our solar system if we ever get the chance to go. But please be careful.